Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion, and welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Sam Crowley here. Let's dive right into today's show. The first quarter of 2024 is over. We're 25% of the way into this year. Crazy. Every time I do these types of podcasts, whether we're first quarter, first half, first month, it's always like, wow, can you believe it went that fast? How do you look back and gauge success? Well, you can look at numbers. You know, are your revenues up or down? Productivity up or down? Consistency is the key, man. I mean, there ain't no magic dust thrown over this stuff. Everybody that I know that's been successful in whatever they wanted to do, whether it's health and fitness or business or anything like that, they showed up every day with a great attitude. That's it. Could end the podcast right here. Show up every day. Have a great attitude. Peace out. Thanks for listening. But we can't just end the show after 1 minute. Think about who do you know, whether they show up on social media, real life, and I definitely did that for a reason. There's social media, and then there's real life. Who do you know that shows up consistently? The same way. What about like catching some moody people, you know? Never know what kind of mood they're going to be in. Those are the worst kind, right? You don't know. You're going to get them on a good day. You're going to get them on a bad day. The best people who you love hanging around, they're always the same mood. Usually good, you know? Heck, you know what? I remember I had a boss I worked for one time in the summers. He was never in a good mood. I was okay with that because I never had to, you know, figure out which personality was going to show up. It was always going to be the mean guy. At least I knew what I had to work with. He's the guy that said, Crowley, you're stupid from the ankles up. And I'll never forget that. I'm like, wow, that's pretty profound, man. He said it so eloquently, and I know exactly what he means. Great. The toughest people are the ones that... happy one day, sad the next. You can't do that in your business. You can't show up. Oh, I love my job today. Oh, I hate my job. Oh, I don't like my job because it's Monday, but I love my job because it's Friday. Show up the same way all the time in a great mood. If you're not in a great mood, then you don't love what you do. And if you don't love what you do, the value isn't going to be there. You know, I remember this has a little to do with what we're talking about, but not much. But bear with me on today's podcast. When I was an altar boy, at St. Bernard's Church in Bradford, PA, there was a lady that sat in the front row every day. I don't mean just Sunday. Every day there was 8 o'clock service. All right. Every day, weekdays, Monday through Friday. I think was there Saturday? Doesn't matter. Probably. 8 a.m. Priest did like a 20-minute mass, literally drive by. For everybody that just wanted to go to mass every day. They probably still have it in the Catholic Church. And then on Sundays, you know, we had regular service. So I was an altar boy, and, you know, part of what we do, but St. Bernard's school that I went through was right across the street. So if you were an altar boy, you had to serve 8 a.m. mass. You just go to class late that day. Ernie Allegretti. She's a lady about 80 years old and about 4 feet tall. God love Ernie. She sat in the front row at St. Bernard's every day, Monday through Sunday. Every day. You could set your watch by Ernie being in that front row. I think her name, it must have been short for like Ernestine or something. I don't know. My mom always said, oh, look, there's Ernie Allegretti. I'm like, hey, what a cool name, Ernie Allegretti. Ernie, show up like Ernie. Every day you could have set your watch by that lady. Funny story number two, or this could just be funny story number one. It was a busy service. I was an altar boy. It was Saturday night, 5:15 mass. It used to be a 5:15 mass on Saturday nights at St. Bernard's, and I was serving as an altar boy. And I had the white cassock on that, you know, you wore as an altar boy. And before the priest did the Eucharist, where he blesses the host, you know, blesses the wine before he passes the host out to the congregation. The altar boy brings the host from a table across the altar over to the host so he can do his thing, or over to the priest so he can do his thing. Well, your boy tripped over his robe, the cassock, and I dropped the host all over the floor. Like, all, they went flying, okay? There was probably 300, 500 of them, all right? They were everywhere. They're like, you know, little host, size of a quarter, silver dollar. Ernie Allegretti comes running out of the first pew and throws herself on the host. Now, I don't know, at the time, the hosts are just, they haven't been blessed yet, okay? So it's not the body of Christ yet, so they've actually been blessed and the priest gives it to the congregation. But Ernie didn't want any, she didn't care, man. She went, and I remember she had this gray trench coat on, and she just like threw herself all over them, protecting them. And I don't know what, I was already embarrassed that I had tripped, and I'm laying on the floor. Like, I'm laying on the altar looking up at the ceiling. Pretty cool ceiling. I never really noticed it until I was laying on my back looking up, like, wow, that is some cool stained glass they got up top there. Anywho, long story short, Ernie, the priest, when I finally got up, we all kind of put the host back into the chalice, and I walked him back over to the priest, gave me a little pat on the shoulders. That's all right, Sam, don't worry about it. Also nice, awful nice of him to be forgiving in that moment. It was a little bit embarrassing in the sense that I had to sit there while communion was going on, and my buddies were at church, and they would go up, and they were all laughing at me. So good to have a sense of humor and have your friends in the audience. I say all of that, whether it's Ernie Allegretti, whether it's your neighbor, whether it's your boss, or somebody you're in business with, when they show up the same way and they're consistent and they're committed to the cause, whatever it is that they're passionate about, you notice. I'm 55 years old. We're talking about when I was an altar boy back in the sixth grade, okay? That was 43 years ago, 44 years ago. All right. And I still remember it like it was yesterday because Ernie sat in that front row every single day. I love that about business owners, man. I love if I haven't talked to somebody in a year, hey, how's it going? Oh, man, I love it. This is something new we're working on. We got this going on, but our core values are still this. They can still go back. They can still recite like the pillars to the foundation of their vision statement, of what they stand for, why they love it, why they do it. They never have a bad day. It's not that adversity doesn't hit. It's not that they don't fail. It's not that they don't have problems. Not that they only have 24 hours in their day. They just make it work because they're consistent. This podcast, why I show up all the time still after 20 years, A, I love it. B, can't imagine doing anything else. C, can't imagine I'm qualified to do anything else. D, I'm committed. I love the consistency of it. I love the consistency. I love that it's been a staple in my day for every week for the last 20 years. That's what I really love about it. Like, I finally found something that I could do. College, I could do for 2 years, but if we're being honest, it was more like a year and a half or so. Regular schooling, I was there, but I wasn't really there paying attention. This, speaking, coaching, podcasting, love it. Can't imagine doing anything else. Would never retire. The easiest way to show up every day is to pick something that you truly love to do, preferably working for yourself. But if you have to work for somebody else, at least own the business in your mind. Like if you're in sales, like, this is my book of business. I'm going to run this business as if it's my own. Take ownership of it until the day comes when you want to do something different and you go off on your own and do your own thing. Anyway, I'm pretty jacked up because the first quarter of 2024 was our best ever. And I'm excited about what the rest of this year is going to look like. I thank you, the listener, for plugging into this podcast all the time. And it's the only reason we exist, man. People listen to the podcast. So thank you for that. Remember, be consistent, be excited, be passionate, be like Ernie Allegretti, and have fun, man. Boy, if at the end of the day, nothing else, have a good time and don't take yourself too seriously. It ain't that big a deal is what I was going to say. That book, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. It's all small stuff. Love it. If you never read it, read it. It's a really good book. Puts everything in perspective. Never met anybody that added a minute more to their life by worrying. Okay? All right, gang. Now, that's the end of the show. Say it with me. Have the best day ever.
And that's a wrap. Another Everyday Saturday podcast in the books. Thanks so much for listening. Would you do your boy a favor? Would you get on iTunes or wherever you listen to the Everyday Saturday podcast and leave a rating for the show? It helps amazing people like you find the show faster. And that's what I'm looking for, amazing people like you. Hey, I'm always hanging out on the interwebs. You can check me out on Instagram at Everyday is Saturday. Let me know you're listening to the show. Love, 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 love hearing from fans of the Everyday Saturday podcast. And one last thing, when you're ready to launch, get on my calendar, go to launchwithsam.com. You and I are going to work together to set rocket fuel to your dream. Are you ready? Let's do it. I'll see you on the next Everyday is Saturday podcast.